ER101. In conjunction with the American College of Emergency Physicians, get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101. Well, now we have time for our segment called Medical News of the Week, and we talk about one of the top medical stories. It's been in the news all week. I've spoken about it on television, and we're lucky enough to have an expert on to talk to us about this study from the New England Journal of Medicine that really shows that the Mediterranean diet can in fact reduce your risk of heart attack and stroke. So I want to welcome my guest and expert, Dr. Pratap Reddy. He is the Joe Hollebeck Professor of Medicine and Head of Cardiology Division at the Department of Medicine at LSU Health Science Center in Shreveport and an expert cardiologist. Thank you so much for being here, Dr. Reddy. We really appreciate it. Hello, Dr. Reddy?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, sorry, we lost you for a minute. What fascinated me about this study was that, you know, in the past, we'd always talked about the Mediterranean diet, and we noticed that people that lived in that beautiful region seemed to have no heart disease, aside from the fact that if I lived there all the time and looked at that beautiful Mediterranean Sea and had absolutely, I would think it would really reduce your stress level. So going right there, I think already your risk of heart disease is going to be much lower. But this is really one of the first kind of larger studies that looked at people that really were at risk, and it cut the risk by like 30%.
That is true. It did cut by 30%, and that is stroke, heart attack, and the death related to a stroke and heart attack. So that was the end point of the study, and the hypothesis was that these things will be significantly reduced, and indeed the diet reduced these points. So that was the end point.
Wow. And what's really was telling about this study is that they ended up cutting it off early, right? Because they saw these results so early on that they sort of felt it was kind of unethical to continue on with the sort of control group on a regular low-fat diet.
You are absolutely right. I mean, the difference was so significant that they had to discontinue the study because it would be unethical to continue the study at that point. So this was prematurely terminated. Initially, they had planned on continuing the study, but because of such impressive results, they had to discontinue the study early on.
Wow. So talk about, and what was interesting too to me is that, you know, the true low fat, now I had read some criticisms that some of the really true low fat people that believe in the strict vegan diet, that was part of the problem, is that some of the people that were on just a regular or strict low fat vegan diet, they say, okay, reducing heart disease isn't enough. You know, the true vegan people, they say you really can prevent it. But it's hard to stay on. That's what they reported. The people that were on the Mediterranean were able to, they felt it was enjoyable. They were able to keep it up. And that's the key, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, you know, all along we emphasize that low-fat diet is good, which it may be, but as it turns out in this study, I mean, there was really no fat restriction in the Mediterranean diet. They do consume 35 to 40% of calories they consume come from fats. The only difference being that unlike in this country, Mediterranean countries, the fats are really so-called monounsaturated, fats, whereas what we consume here is saturated fats. That is the difference.
So talk a little bit about what the difference is and what in our diets we can change, like the saturated fats. So what is the Mediterranean diet comprised of?
Well, Mediterranean diet comprises, by the way, all these three groups that were involved in the study, they basically are from Mediterranean region. All of them were, you know, from Spain. This was a Spanish study. And they, to begin with, they were eating Mediterranean diet, all of them. And they were divided into three groups. One was given an extra virgin virgin olive oil, 4 tablespoons per day. And the second group was given an additional amount of nuts. The third group were discouraged to consume extra virgin olive oil or the nuts and were advised to consume less fat. So that really was the difference. And they continued to consume, you know, things like more than moderation, red meat and poultry and all those kinds of things. So that was the difference. And what it turns out that the group that was taking additional amounts of virgin olive oil and additional amounts of nuts, which were walnuts, almonds and hazelnuts, they benefited the most, whereas the low-fat diet really did not. I mean, they, you know, compared to that group, these two groups had a significantly reduced mortality and stroke, and to some degree, heart attacks.
So that right, was, and these people, some of them were smokers, some of them had high cholesterol, high blood pressure. So it weren't like these young, healthy people. I mean, these people were at risk for getting this anyway. They already had their risk factors, right?
Oh, yes. And actually, they were excluded if they had established heart disease. Mm-hmm. And they also excluded those that were totally healthy, in the sense they had to have some risk factors for heart disease and stroke, such as they had to have hypertension. In fact, 80% of the people that were enrolled in the studies had high blood pressure. Nearly 50% had so-called type 2 or the adult onset diabetes. And, you know, 40% had high cholesterol. And those, so they were really at people that were at risk of developing heart disease and stroke, but did not have manifest heart disease and stroke before. So these were people at risk. And they significantly benefited from continuing on a Mediterranean diet with additional extra virgin olive oil and nuts.
Okay, so what's the take-home message that you have for people? They should, what can we tell them in about a minute here?
Well, they should modify their diet. They should modify their diet, which is the most important thing. And this diet modification is not all that difficult to do. Fruit, yeah. Vegetables, extra virgin olive oil or something similar such as flaxseed and soybean oil, they would be okay. Canola oil would be okay. And don't consume, you know, refined bread, pastries and those kinds of things. Also do not consume sodas, sugar and soda. Those are the things that one must not eat. Okay. Red meat is another thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So red meat maybe a couple times a month, butter with olive oil, and still get plenty of exercise, mostly right. Fish and a little bit of poultry. I want to thank my guest. You can change your life, so think about the Mediterranean diet.